We join a group of Cub Scouts and their den leader as we find them walking through the woods on a nature study.
I never thought trees could be this interesting there.
Isn't this wonderful, boys?
Oh, it's golly bumps, yes. You know, I always thought trees were for girls and sissy stuff. But gee,
well, take a look at this, boys. This is a beautiful old hemlock. I would say from looking at this that, this tree is about 50 years old.
It's solid, isn't it, Uncle George?
Solid as a rock.
No. Yeah.
Come on over here and look at this beautiful long needle.
This one here.
This is a pine tree, the common pine? Scottish pine.
Like we use for Christmas trees?
That's pretty much the same thing. Only this is an older one, too. This one's about 35 feet. I'd say this is 5 or 6 years old.
Golly, bumps.
Is that nice and solid?
Yeah.
Step on over here. Now, here is a perfect example of a 500-year-old oak tree.
We have 500 years old?
See how thick the base is?
Golly, bumps.
It's about 15 or 25 feet there at the base.
Yeah.
It's a large tree. Now, just tap on this and...
Boy, that's...
Who's that in there? What do you want?
Hey, the tree answered. Let me do that again. I don't...
Who's in there? What do you want? What's out there? What do you mean?
There's somebody hiding out in that tree, Uncle Joe. Hey, mister! Mister!
Hey,
what do you got? Listen, we're just a bunch of Boy Scouts doing a little nature study in the woods. What are you doing hiding out in that tree?
Well, if you must know the truth, my wife is a Joy Boys fan. That's the only place I can hide where she can't find me when she listens to the bomb.
I don't blame you. That's pretty
scary. Come on in here. We can all
see. Okay. Let's go in there.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's the Wednesday night edition of the Joy Boys program. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here, our regular lineup of engineers. Very charming George Brewington. Very sexy and exciting Arthur Page.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good to have you all aboard today. Tonight's program looks pretty exciting. We're going to interview a coffee king. We're also going to talk with Miss Janitor. And finally, out of the great western northwest will come the Yellow Ghost. Story of the... wait a minute. I was Father Barber from the Flip Record Company.
Benny, last week I was going to quit this crummy job.
Well, Father Barber...
Clifford would not get to work if he'd go out and get to work like a man should his age.
Father Barber used to be with One Man's Family. Now you're with the Flip Record Company.
That's right. I'm with the Flip Record Company.
Things are not too well for the old radio days, but...
Good as they could be, young man.
But you look fat and happy. What'd you bring us, Father Barber?
I have a few new releases here. I'd appreciate it if you'd play. Here's one by Fabian.
Oh, fine.
Lovely new recording. Here's a wonderful album here. Fats Domino sings the Jerome Kern songbook.
Oh, thank you, Father Barber. We'll put these in.
That should be a swinger, eh?
Sounds pretty good. That's wonderful.
And let's see what else we have over here.
Mm-hmm.
The Monotones. That's a new vocal group. Maybe you haven't heard them. They sing the whole 3 minutes on one note.
How does it go? Do you have any idea?
Oh, for 3 minutes with a rock and roll background.
Father Barber, we don't want to appear ungrateful, but you know we don't play too much rock and roll here.
Too much rock and roll here.
I mean, could you bring us any George Greeley or Guy Lombardo music?
I don't know these fellows.
Well, I mean, you know.
I work for the man. He tells me, Father Barber, take these records around to the jocks, they call them, and have them play these records.
Well, gee, I wish to...
I wish you'd cooperate. I have a 45-year-old son that has not worked a day in his life, at Clifford.
Well, we know how you feel.
Yeah.
Al Ross does the same thing around here, but I'll tell you what, if you would do, I mean, we can't do much about playing your records, but if you would do us a favor, bring Fanny by someday, and we'll do an interview.
I'd love to, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Father Barber with Flip Records.
Where is the new screen?
It's just across an aisle.
Thank you very much.
Across the bridge. Okay, well, we got our new record supply for this week, and what do you say we put the B-side of the new one with the Monotones on and see how this one sounds?
Les Elgar, the orchestra. That's his brother Larry applauding over there. And the song is...
It's
called Jada Jada Jing Jing Jing. Cha-cha-cha. Now it's time for our first main bit of the evening. Drama from the Old South. We took our men from Texas, from the backwoods and the plains. What we lacked in number, we really lacked in brains. Both Rebs and Yankee strangers, they called us Nosey's Rangers. Both North and South, they knew our fame. Yellow Goat is what they call the Chicken Little, is my name.
The exciting episode of The Yellow Goat. The story of John Singleton Nosey, Confederate States of America, as he lived it, as he wrote it. The year was 1862. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the foothills of the old Blue Ridge Mountains, just about 7 miles below Sperryville, 16 miles just beyond Luray across the river, lay the Shenandoah Valley. As our story opens, we find Major Nosey saying,
Miles,
me?
I've just written a new song, Miles.
Me?
For relaxation here, listen to these lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the Lonesome Pine.
On the trail of the Lonesome Pine.
What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. If we can get that fella Godfrey down at WPOT to plug it for us, I
bless you, Miles.
We shouldn't have gone on that bivouac.
That's right. Miles, I have a problem.
I never liked to sleep on the ground, even when I was a little boy down in Mobile.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Miles. Miles, I have a serious problem here, though.
What's that, Major?
We have no means of communication with our forces on the other side of the river, Miles.
That's right, Major. They cut on our telegraph wires. They've killed all of our wagon masters. They've ruined our signal in the corps.
We can't use smoke signals, can we, Miles?
Major, I'm glad you asked me that.
Can we, Miles?
I think we can, Major.
We can use smoke signals?
I think so. Why?
Well, in the script it says we can't use smoke
signals. Oh, page 3. No, Major, we can't use smoke signals. That's out.
Miles, what can we do?
I think I got your problem solved, Major.
What is that, Miles?
I happen to know a friend of mine down in Richmond who works for an agency down there, and he got me a couple of Indians who work cheap.
You mean an acting agency?
No, I mean an Indian agency.
Oh, an Indian agency.
Yeah.
I see.
And these fellas can beat out tom-tom messages from mountain to mountain and no one will deliver.
That's wonderful, Miles. We have one on this side of the river and one on the other side of the river. We can get the message.
I took the liberty of sending the other fellow over there. He's 15 wonderful. Miles across the way, but with the drums, I think we can hear.
Wonderful. Where is the end? Is that him?
There he is over there, Major.
Miles, I don't trust that fellow.
What, Major, he's a good man.
Miles, Indians aren't supposed to have beards. This fellow has a beard.
Maybe he wants to look like U.S. Grant. I don't know.
Well, tell him to start sending his message there, Miles.
Well, go send the message.
Miles. Look at that man making those gyrations with his arms. What kind of a message is that? Stop, you!
You, hey. Stop that with the drums.
Come here.
Yes, swinging that in.
Are you an Indian?
Crazy.
What kind of a message were you
sending? Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
I don't follow your lingo there.
Me, Indian, crazy legs.
You're an Indian, but what kind of an Indian are you?
I'm a beatnik Indian, man. Don't you get this crazy beard?
Oh, that explains it.
It's fake, but I mean, I gotta look the part.
Miles, I
thought you would wonder when I wore the beret, too, with the feather in the back. I don't know, well, you're not too smart.
I told you, you can't trust those fellows with beards, Miles. North and South, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they call me. Chicken Little is my name.
I hope he must stop me, crazy.
Doing after the show, Jill.
Arthur, please. That's no one. That was Jill Corey, and it's called Bye Bye Blues. All righty.
Dew upon the ground, May weather. Here comes the girl with some Indian feathers on her heather. Stepping out of her glass booth, Radio Central, Miss Janet. Honey, you tripped over Morgan Beatty's cough box.
Yes.
Let me help you. That had sort of become a shrine here at NBC because he's in New York now. And
yes.
That's the one that he cut the network in 7 pieces with the one day when he coughed.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sponsor, I understand, don't you?
We have a sponsor?
Redskins, the greatest name in extra hot hot dogs, brings you Miss Janitor.
Thank you.
Bite into a Redskin, just one good bite. And you'll discover how hot a hot dog can be.
Okay.
Now here she is, Miss Janitor with the temperatures.
Radio codes. Console. Turntable. Tape recorder. 50 kilowatts. transmitter.
Excuse me, Macaroni. Lee Marconi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like to tell our listeners why the...
I've been a hostess at the NAB convention this week, and I've been getting acquainted with some of the boys.
I thought you smelled a little bit of cigar smoke, but I wasn't going to say anything. It was a new perfume or something.
Well, I've been hanging around down there at the hotel.
Really blew out some condensers over there, huh?
Wonderful time.
How are the boys?
Wonderful.
Treating you well?
Yes.
Fine. Well, we want to welcome all the radio and television broadcasts.
Yes, everybody would like to be here.
Have you gotten any offers? Contract offers.
Yes.
For your work?
I might move to a bigger station.
Where, for instance?
I don't know. Someplace down in Hogjaw, Mississippi. It's pretty good.
They'd appreciate you down there, I'm sure. Well, thank you, Miss Janitor.
Mm-hmm.
We've been visiting with Washington's favorite weather girl, Miss Marvin Janitor. Join us again next time when once more Redskins, the hottest hot dog in town, will present Washington's weather girl.
Who told you my first name anyway?
I read the almanac this morning.
Here's our WRC Cornball Record of the Day. There you have it. Our WRC Cornball Record of the Day. Oh, Judge, Your Honor, dear sir, sweetheart, David Seville.
Switch down to the club for me.
And now we switch down to Willard Scott at the Club Soda, all right?
Willard Scott at the Club Soda, and always trying to find interesting interviews. We have with us at our table, and we just scoot over here. My chair, if I may join you, sir, here's the humbling my table. No, I wanted to... Don't worry about it, thank you. We knocked the microphone over here at the table. We'll fix that in a moment. Let me explain to the people listening at home. We have one of America's newest millionaires. A gentleman whose name is Mr. Reginald Grine. He is president of the Cap Innate Coffee Corporation.
That's right. Great. You almost mispronounced it.
I feel like I'm too close to the mic, though.
You're in good shape now. Mr.
Breakable with the microphone. It might fall apart again.
Mr. Grine. Mr. Grine.
Yes.
Mr. Grine, you dropped your wallet.
Pardon me.
Mr. Grine, would you tell our listeners how you acquired your fortune?
Of course, I don't drink coffee myself. Never have. Normally, I drink good hot cup of tea whenever I want refreshment.
Tea is refreshing, but it certainly is all. It's rather unusual for a coffee.
I have sense enough to know that there are millions of people around the world who rely on coffee as a beverage of the day.
Well, there's so many coffees, so what makes you so interesting?
I have found a tremendous business opportunity. I buy up all the caffeine that is taken out of the coffee by these other coffees that have 97% of the caffeine removed.
All right, so you take the caffeine
and I make my own coffee, which is 97% pure caffeine.
And the other 3%?
Is water and a few other stimulants that keep people awake. You know?
Well, it's
coffee for people who like all night.
Certainly interesting. Who are these other people at your table?
These are people who have used my coffee. I thought I'd have them in on the interview as sort of testimonials.
Wonderful. Who's that over there?
Would you like to talk to him? He drinks my coffee all the time.
What's his name?
His name is Herman Nerve.
I say, over there's your wife over there, Mrs. DeCaff.
Yes.
How are you?
Mrs.
Caffeinate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You still all the time. He drinks coffee all the time.
There's your son. He doesn't. How old are you, Junior?
24. 24. Sure. Yeah. 25. Yeah. I'll be 25 next month. Yeah.
Well, I can see this is a thing that might go over quite well, because in this fast moving world, we need plenty of activity.
Got to keep going. Got to keep stimulating all the time.
Here's your check, sir. Here's your check. Your coffee's delicious.
Thank you, sir.
The waiter, he must be on your stuff, too.
He drinks the coffee all the time. Would you care for a cup of coffee?
I don't think so. I'm pretty well healed up myself.
Thank you, more anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you for the interview, sir.
Well, we have a stuck crew. Well, there you go. Very nice music there. In spite of the scratch in the record.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure again to be broadcasting from our studios here in Washington. I want to thank you again for listening. All the guys overseas, you know, this show is heard outside of Washington, I understand. Some people in Rockville listen. One or two in Falls Church, and I think there's one down in...
We listen to it, KP.
That's, of course, to our military friends all over the world and all of our visitors from all over the world. Please drop us a card. Let us know where you've heard the show.
We'd like to drop you a bomb. I've heard the show. And
we've dropped you many a bomb.
Certainly have.
Turn about is cue the theme. All right.
Well, that just about does it here for this evening, I guess. So we'll be back tomorrow with more fun and frolic. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, there's Scott over here hoping you'll listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, over this wonderful NBC show to get this exciting show. George Brendan.
Yeah.
Arthur Page.
This is Carl Steffer reminding you of this program. Well, you said all that about the armed forces. I wasted my time.
Had you listened to me. Peter Pan has to join the union at last tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Hi, Harry. How you doing, bud?
George, George.
Oh, what? What's that?
Shut the door quietly.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry, what seems to be the trouble here?
I'm babysitting.
You?
Yeah, come on, put up a table. Sit down.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, I brought a deck of cards, but...
Oh, now look what you've done.
What, I wake up the baby?
You woke the baby up.
Yes, the biggest looking baby I ever saw. In
there. Oh, baby, honey, is there anything I can get for you?
Oh, yeah. Big boy, would you send out and give me a couple of sandwiches and a drink? I'd appreciate that.
Baby,
Who's your creepy friend? Why don't you tell him to leave?
Blow, George.
Okay.
Baby and I want to be alone.
Boy, wait till I tell the fella that I'm there.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Friday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here doing our best to bring back radio. It's management.
Yeah, so we have a very interesting group with us this evening, the ever-popular Bob Shenton.
Over there in the right downstairs, upstairs in the balcony, is a very lovely Arthur Page.
Yeah.
And underneath his sports model 325-811 is Hugh Fazenbaker.
You who
yourself.
It's time for my weekly award, is it? Pretty stupid.
Yeah, do you have
the... I don't know who to give it to this week.
Well, that'll give us something to think about.
Yes, I think, because I got to give this award away, it's tax deductible.
We have been requested by many of our listeners to point out some of the things that are going to take place this weekend in the nation's capital. So for those of you who want some exciting civic events to attend, they're having a folk dance in Georgetown. They're blocking off all the streets in Georgetown this weekend, and they're going to do some 13th Dynasty Chinese folk dancing.
That should be very interesting. Over in Lovettstown, they're having a liverwurst eating contest. So any of you that...
bring your own bread, but the liverwurst...
Yes, they'll supply all the liverwurst.
They're also having a siphon run down the Potomac, just below Alexandria. They're trying to drain the entire river there. So if you'd like to join them, bring your own hose, and it should be a lot of laughs.
The teenagers in Rockville tomorrow are going to be exchanging hubcaps, and if you'd like to join them for that...
Elliott Ness Society is meeting down in East Beach on the Chesapeake Bay, and they're going to do some old-fashioned rum running from the eastern to the western shore. So if you'd like
some
to,
of the original cast, I understand.
If you'd like to join this... This can be one of the more exciting events.
Now, coming up on our program this evening, what do we have here?
Nothing. We haven't had a chance to prepare anything
tonight.
That's
too bad, isn't it? Really?
So the whole show will be an ad lib.
Well, let's...
We have a record, however.
Do we have a record?
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that got around. I thought that they promised they wouldn't publish that when we got on the radio because...
Can you go over and cue the engineer?
Yeah. You? You?
Ah! Ooh!
Play the record.
Hey, there you are. The incomparable Nelson Riddle in the orchestra, and that's called You Do Something to Me.
Excuse me, could you help me out a second here?
What's your problem, Jack?
Oh, I'm looking for the train station. I was supposed to catch the 7:15.
That's the radio station, not a railroad station.
You sure there's not a railroad
station? Positive. There's no train with enough.
Hello, this is Switch Tower 4. 703's on time.
The voice
is America.
Say, when Charlie comes up here, get him to bring some Canada Dry, will you?
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry.
Yes, everywhere folks are enjoying Canada Dry sparkling grapefruit drink in big king-size bottles. It's got a bubbly light, tangy taste that's really good for pleasure all the way down. You try it yourself and see. Canada Dry sparkling grapefruit drink. Pick up handy carry-home six-bottle cartons and get some for the weekend. Refreshes you all the way down. Canada Dry grapefruit.
Hi, Charlie. Did you bring the Canada Dry?
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry. Coast to coast, America's first family of beverages.
Wise guy, train does go through here.
Each Friday at this hour, the National Broadcasting Company takes great pleasure in presenting the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, where each week we present for your study and edification a brief visit into the world of words. Weird words, wise words, old words. Now, I'd like to introduce you to our panel members.
We get through an introduction there. We get on the show.
First of all, Miss Nim, your pocketbook fell in the trash.
In the trash basket, yes. I'm very sorry. Covered with old ashes and cigarette butts. What are you doing in there?
Father Barber's in the trash can. Here. Let's.
Come on, Big Mouth, introduce us, will you?
First of all, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago, Mr. Orson Meyer.
Yes, good evening, friends.
Finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, the professor of neo-anthro-semantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Laar.
Yeah, what, do you want to make something out of it?
No, I'm just introducing
you. All right.
How do you
in
do?
A bad mood, don't mess with me today, Buster.
Very good, Professor. Are you ready now, panel members, for today's...
Yes, yeah, Lord, yeah.
Today's word, all right, gentlemen, today's word is...
Ah!
Oh, Professor, you are over-coffeed.
Told you not to mess with me today, boy.
You're very nervous,
I'm
man.
I'm raring to go there.
Today's word, gentlemen, ladies...
Tough, like Wyatt Burf there.
That's the word, tough. T-O-U-G-H, tough. Tough.
T-O-U-G-H?
Tough, yes.
I just thought it was T-U-F-F.
No, 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 that's another one. Tough. Hmm. T-O-U-G-H, tough. Mr. Meyer,
yes,
you have your hand up?
I certainly do.
You're scratching your back.
I have the answer also.
All right.
Tough is sort of like an argument when two people have a little tough. There,
that's a tiff.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. Tiff is, well, somebody works in the garden all day, the next day they're bound
to be
tiff.
They don't wake up stiff. No, it's stiff. That's stiff.
But that's on a, that's like a dead man on
no.
show up there. When a guy gets shot, you know, look at that big stiff over there. Don't you, have you ever seen that?
You mean on a murder show or
something? Yeah, that's right.
No. The word we want is tough.
It certainly is.
Yeah, all right. Miss Nim, would you try it again for us? Tough?
Tough. Tough, Oh, I know what it is. It's that when you buy, like, fried chicken in the tough. You know, you eat it by your hands, and you don't
chicken,
even use any.
Chicken in the rough.
No, rough is on the top of a house, you idiot.
That's a roof.
Roof? No, that's what a dog says. Roof. You know, but it's...
Apparently, we don't seem to be organized today any better than we have in the past. I don't know why they continue this show myself. It just seems
either.
To be a tough job to get this thing...
Tough! Right. Hey, you use the word tough. You mean it's difficult? Is that what it is? It's hard? Something as hard as...
Yeah, like your head, Mr. Meyer.
I resent that.
We've been chatting with our WRC panel of experts on the Roundtable of Knowledge. Mr. Meyer, say goodnight.
Say goodnight.
Miss Nim?
Goodnight.
And Mr. Van Hines.
Van Hines.
Van Lines.
How'd you learn a name, you big mouth there? Goodnight.
He's a real mover.
Yes.
So, man, we sure had a ball at the club tonight, didn't we?
We here's our WRC cornball record of the day.
I know he's in there because I hear the radio jumping.
Yeah, there you go. That's our WRC cornball record of the day. Open the door, Richard, by the Charioteers.
You know, Eddie, everybody's wondering right now how they do it.
Wonder how they do it.
That's right, sir. How do they do it? How does a Heck company, Tire Center, possibly do it?
Well, they've done it again, I understand.
Heck Tire, that's right.
Yes, sir. I've known those fellas since Heck Tire was a pup, too, and I know that.
Well, your blood, your condenser there. Take it easy.
Go ahead and read.
Listen, it's a dream tire sale of the Heck Company, a one-price tire sale of one of the Heck Company's top quality tires guaranteed for a full 2.5 years.
Is that right?
Priced at only $15 for all cars from Fords to Cadillacs.
Well, that's wonderful.
This is a dream tire sale because the tires you get for only $15 are 100% four-ply nylon dual safety grip tires with twin treads.
Twins, I've always wanted them.
This is a dream tire sale because you pay only one price. Just $15 for any size black wall tube type tire from 670 by 15s up to 850 by 14s.
Wonderful, yeah.
This is a dream tire sale because your warranty covers all road hazards, even blowouts.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Not for 12, not for 18, not for 24 months, but for a full 2.5 years.
You're not kidding me now.
No, sir. Prorated on months used and the price you paid. Yet the price you pay for these tandem Falcon tires is only $15 plus federal tax and nothing extra regardless of the condition of your old worn-out trade-in tire.
It's amazing.
Proportionate savings on tubeless tires and white walls. So use your regular charge account or open a special tire account and take months to pay.
That's wonderful.
Immediate installation without charge at the Hecht Company Tire Center.
Where are they?
6th and East Reach Northwest, open Monday and Thursday nights till 9, and the Parking and Shopping Center in Arlington and the Marlow Heights store, both open every night until 9:30, except on Saturday. Now, you want to buy some tires for your car?
I got a bike. You think they can take care of me, too?
They can fix you up, I guess.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The wonderful world of books. Today, the National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting Books Can Be Fun, produced by Zsa Zsa Gabor, featuring today on our special panel member of books, Mr. Orville Preface.
Preface.
Mr. Preface?
Preface, how do you do?
Welcome to our studio. It's Thank awfully you. Glad to have you. We are. Understand?
You had your participle dangling there.
I tried not to.
I'm always very grammatically correct when I work with words so much.
Mr. Orville Preface's new book, The Serpent Has Many Teeth, is published by Abner Doubleweek Press and sells for $13.98 at any bookstore and was just released last week along with Mrs. Preface, who was up for a 2-year stretch, I think.
She wouldn't bring that up.
Well, we must air our dirty linen here. This is the honest show. Mm-hmm. But we do our best to bring all the facts out.
Thank you.
Now, in this book, The Serpent Has Many Teeth, you are trying to tell a story.
Tell a story, yes. Mm-hmm.
Society has the question that's been asked.
Yes, you might say that.
Mr. Arnold Beanbag of the Washington Gazette, in his critic last week, said this is the most astounding, phenomenal, devastating, characteristic, slandering book that he's ever read.
Well, he never has liked my material. I don't know the man personally, but I can tell that he's not a very good judge of...
While, on the other hand, the Falls Church Inquirer, newspaper of some note, has just stated in its recent book column, there are few books that can compare with this one. It said, in quoting here, this book has depth, character, tradition, amalgamation, and frustration.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll have to subscribe to their paper.
Now, in The Serpent Has Many Teeth, you start off by telling us that the serpent has many teeth. Would you explain what that means?
Well, it's self-explanatory.
The serpent
has many teeth, yeah.
Now, in chapter 13, to get more specific, you have one line here that I think is probably one of the most profound pieces of literary work that I've ever read. You say, in this modern world of materialistic pragmatism, there is no way possible for a man to measure wealth besides using the serpentical cause. Why, then, must we all be slaves to the serpent's teeth? Now, could you explain that to me?
What chapter was that?
Chapter 13.
I said that?
Chapter 13, page...
I don't recall...
302.
Saying that...
It says the pragmatical...
No, my chapter 13 in my book gives the basic physiological construction of the particular serpent with the bicuspids. You see, this was a strange phenomenon. We actually had a snake that had teeth. A full set of dentures.
Now, this book that I have in my hand is about a physiological problem of the sociological time. This is a book that...
What was the author on your book there?
Author on this book is supposed to be Gustav Gustafsson.
Well, my name is Orville Preface, sir. I think you have the wrong serpent with many teeth. I hate to say this.
Apparently, there must be two serpents as many teeth.
Apparently, somebody has plagiarized my title. And I better go see my
lawyer. I'm sorry that we had this.
You're sorry. This could
mean apparently there have been two serpents with many teeth.
Yes, I...
Thank you for listening. We hope that you can join us again next week. But what's more, we'll present a book review for you. WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It, Radio's original Goof It Yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him outside in his patio.
Strutting with some barbecue.
Ahoy there, Mr. Fixit.
Feeling mighty. Ahoy vey there, Willard Scott. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Wonderful to see you again, and apparently you have some real activity going on here in your patio.
That's right. Well, we're celebrating Mother's Day a wee bit early, because my mom is a lecturer and author, and she's going to be on the road Sunday, and we're having a little dinner. I'm doing it all for Mother. Here, doing it myself.
And so you're suggesting that all the big strapping young men who are listening to our program now who plan to do something for their mother...
Remember Mother and fix her a nice dinner. Look at all the meals she's fixed for you over the years.
In other words, you're going to do the whole thing yourself?
That's right. Isn't that right, Mom?
Yeah, hello, honey. How are you?
All right, Mom.
Give old Mom a little smooch.
There you are. We're going to fix you up a nice dinner here, Mom.
I'll just sit back in this overstuffed chair
here. Before you sit down, Mom, would you hand me that big bag of charcoal there, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Don't get it all over your nice dress there. Thank you. There you go. Okay, we just dump a few of those.
Now I'll just sit down in this chair here and relax a little bit and prop my feet up on the couch.
Mom, would you hand me the fluid there that I pour on the...
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Here it is. Over
yeah, there. That's it. Okay. Listen, my hands are full here. Would you just dump it on the...
All right.
Yeah, and you might light it while you're at it, too, because I'm...
Okay, I'll have to go in the kitchen and get some matches.
Okay, we can do that. Okay. Hey, while you're in there, Mom, how about whipping up a little salad? I'm not much at that. Okay, a little salad would go mighty good there. We're going to have some nice grilled steaks here right on the charcoal grill.
Here's the match.
Thank you, Mom. Would you light it, Mom? I've got these steaks in my hand here. Thank you. That's good.
Let me go back in and get the salad. Yeah. I've got it all ready.
All right. And would you put a little iced tea in a pitcher, Mom?
Okay, well, I'll have to get some tea. Do you have any tea?
No, you're going to have to run down to the store, Mom. I'm fresh out, if you don't mind.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
There's a door in the patio.
Yes, sir. Nothing like doing it for Mom on Mother's Day. I suggest that all you fellas get out there and make a nice little dinner and a nice friendly gesture. Get some tea, Mom.
I ran down the store and all they had was instant coffee, but...
Well, that's all right. Mom? Mom, snap out of it. Mom? What's the matter, Mom?
We've been visiting with Radio's original Goof It Yourself,
our worked Mr. Fixit. So hard, she fell asleep there.
Join us again next week at the same time.
When
again,
here.
The world-famous manufacturer,
Mom.
Johnson & Swanson, will again present Mr. Fixit. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say...
Come on, Mom, wake up. We're on the air. It makes me look like an idiot here.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that's it for tonight, Willard.
Thank you very much, gang. Don't forget this program is produced by Richard DeLionheart. Directed by Marco Polo. Script and special material by Queen Isabella. Our lawyer was Clarence Carroll.
We lost another one. I suggest you boys get a new lawyer.
Thanks to Bobby Shannon, very lovely Hugh Faisenbaker on the page.
This program is being heard by armed forces overseas. No fault of mine.
We are the joy boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
Our promotion department shoots its budget tonight on NBC.
I warned him, didn't I?
Mondays are always so interesting because they come so close to a weekend that I think it's... here we are again, and Joy Boys and Walker and Scott and a couple of people with them.
There's got to be a way out. You hear me? There's got to be a way out. I can't stand it. There's got to be a way out.
But, sir, please, calm down. You obviously are a visitor who's lost down here in the halls. Can we help you find the door?
No, I'm an engineer, and I drew the short straw. I got to do the Joy Boys, but there's got to be a way out. I tell you, I can't.
Show them where the control room is, boys, and chain into the seat, will you?
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
time for the Joy Boys for Monday. Thank you very much. Nice of you to come by. Hope
they're not applauding. I might add that the air conditioning's out and we're swatting mosquitoes in here. It's
a good shot.
We are using our new stereophonic swatter, and it's doing pretty good.
That's very nice.
Can you show me how that works again? Terrific, huh?
Hope you all had a nice Mother's Day out there.
Thank you, honey.
Did you?
I had a wonderful time. A little juice out in the backyard.
Oh, fine. Let's barbecue.
Whee! Slipped on a prune whip and broke my arm.
Very nice. All right. We have with us the incomparable Bobby Shenton. All right, Bob. Enough.
What are all those sports cars doing parked out behind the building?
They're having a, I don't know, what are they having? An auction or something out there. Who else?
A rally. That
a rally.
Yeah.
Here we go. Who else?
I'm here.
Arthur Page is here.
On a week to go before vacation, Daddy.
Happy days are here again.
Yeah.
And Georgie Brew is
Who might if I do?
Brewington.
Oh.
Let me finish who you are first. So it looks like a pretty stellar group here. Tonight's program has the earmarks for being a real dog.
It sure does. We started up. Start off right.
We're going to jump and chant with Harry Grant. It's a little musical group that's going to play for us. A dance band remote. Charlie Nemo will be summoned in. Also, a new WRC public affairs presentation entitled City Desk, where you, the listeners, have a chance to air your dirty laundry.
They're filming some, a little thick in here now.
They're filming some cigarette commercials in the next studio, and the air is heavy.
Finally, we have Arthur Codfish, who will be here with all the gang. And
that's right.
It'll be interesting. Do we have an award today?
Yes, we do, Eddie.
Good. What is it?
The perforated piano roll manufacturers have just voted you the two guys they'd most like to punch a hole in.
Hey, there you are. I tell you.
Okay.
Bye. That was a beautiful music of the theme. Henry René, I almost said Larry Elgar. You heard one, you heard. And Every Little Movement, that's called.
Frank and Jesse, how are they doing?
Very fine.
The Elgar brothers.
All right, do you want to switch into our next bit?
Usually on Monday we either have Sammy Skin or Charlie Nemo here. And today we have, is it either Harry
or Skin? It's Charlie Nemo. Sammy couldn't make it. He has to serve the full 30 days. Tried to get him out, but it just didn't work. He ought to be back in a week or so, though, I think.
So we switch it out of the club sandwich for the exciting dance music of Charlie Nemo and Somebody's Dance Band. Come in.
Somebody's Dance Band. What's your name? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Charlie Nemo from the club sandwich, where we invite you to listen to the music of Harry Grant and his Men of Chant. Harry's coming up to the bandstand now, waving his baton. We're about to have a little music from Harry Grant, I think. Harry? They're dancing around the room here today to the music of Harry Grant, the orchestra. They love it. And Willard, I hope you're picking us up all right back in the studio.
Willard, back in the studio. Everything's fine. Dixie's okay. A moment ago on the rehearsal, I heard you playing Old Folks at Home. I can't understand. Why don't you play some of the swing tunes, the jump tunes?
Can't do it, I'm afraid. We're working on a low budget. Everything we play has to be PD. So
PD?
Public domain, yes. We're working on songs that we don't have to pay royalties on because we have a low budget for this show. Understand?
No.
Well, that's tough.
We got seven irate listeners out there who are really hacked off about this.
Well, we've got time to leave. They're closing up. So this is Charlie Nemo switching you back to the studio. Now it's time for our WRC Cornball Record of the Day. Our Cornball Record of the Day, that's Ziggy Talent and the Rich Maharaja of Magador. Sounds like somebody I heard in a dentist chair once.
Excuse me if I ask you a personal question.
Yes, go ahead.
When you think of smooth, pure pleasure that's just menthol right, what do you think of?
Salem.
Oh, really?
Catch a train. Grab a bus. Take a plane. In a rush.
Whoa there, slow down. Light up a Salem cigarette and smoke refreshed. With Salem, when you take a puff, it's springtime.
Springtime.
Yes, Salem refreshes your taste. Special high-porosity paper air softens every puff. Menthol Fresh, rich tobacco taste. Modern filter, too. No wonder Salem is America's fastest-growing cigarette by far. Try Salem.
The Public Affairs Department of WRC Radio presents City Desk. The Public Affairs Department of WRC Radio presents City Desk, where you, the citizens, can air your own personal opinions as to what you'd like to see done in your city. Today, public transportation in the district is our topic, and to represent our two public-minded citizens, we have Mr. Buck Blair from Bethesda.
How you doing?
And Mr. Worthington Minorhouse from Alexandria.
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Buck Blair, first of all, we understand you have quite an interesting solution to the transportation problem in the district.
Yes, I have, Mr. Scott. I have seen this work successfully in other areas of the country. You know, my idea for solving the transportation problem in the Washington area would be to have a helicopter transit system.
Has this ever been proven or tried before?
Yes, it has. In Lizard Lick, North Carolina, for example, they use this quite prominently. I got some films from their Chamber of Commerce. If you don't mind, I'd like to show them to you now to show you just how effective this can be. Just turn on the projector here. Now you'll notice that the helicopters fly a regular bus route. There's a helicopter stop right there, you'll notice.
But it looks like a battalion of Marines bailing out of the helicopter. Right?
Well, you see, they don't land at every stop, so it means that you have to have boots to sort of break your fall, combat boots.
You mean people would parachute out from these helicopters?
Well, no, watch him now. See, he's going down to about 20 feet off the ground, and then they lower a rope.
I see.
Then you just sort of slide down a rope and drop for 10 feet.
I see that the... All right, well, you can turn the projector off now if you want to.
I think it's a very foolproof...
Fine.
Situation.
The only one thing that we noticed about this is that when people, they have all of these guys look like Marines with combat boots on and look like they have complete battle gear.
Got to have that as protection for the fall.
You mean everybody that would do this, this form of...
Oh, yes. But it would become a standard equipment.
We'd all look like Marines in battle?
That's right.
Well, that's an interesting solution, Mr. Blair.
Throw the Marine in a battle outfit.
There's not a thing wrong
with that.
Except for the
I
man...
I have to be one.
When the man is going to his office, it might be a little cumbersome
if
for him to...
Well, everybody does it, I mean...
Drag an 80-pound pack into the office elevator. Let's talk with Mr. Worthington Minorhouse from Alexandria.
Yes, sir.
You submitted a suggestion as far as transportation problems in the district. What would you...
Well, I did. I was overseas a couple of years ago on a vacation there, and I happened to be in Italy there, one of the... Venice, you know, Venice, where they use all the boats. And I thought this is a pretty good idea. We have a natural river basin right here. We have the Potomac River and the Sligo Creek and the Tidal Basin and various and sundry other bodies of water within the area. Why can't we just clear off the streets and use gondolas?
You mean use a system of gondolas in the streets as they do in Venice?
Right, sir.
You mean making transportation available to anyone on these routes?
That's right, yeah. Just you might have to wear water wings to work, but who cares? I mean, everybody does it. It's all right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have presented for your edification two suggestions for the transportation problem in the district and outlying areas. We've talked to Mr. Buck Blair of Bethesda and Mr. Worthington Minorhouse of Alexandria, offering one, helicopter service, and two, a system of canals as in the days of early America. Another public affairs presentation of WRC Radio.
Nat Cole, and the party's over. All right, here we go.
And now, Ferdinand, the greatest name in bulls, brings you author Codfish Time. And here he is, author, the old Ferdinand the Bull himself, Codfish.
The engineer said you're not speaking loud enough. Talk up a bit, Arthur.
Gully did help.
Too loud, Arthur.
Excuse me.
Son of a gun, Monday, 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 Monday.
Yes.
How do you do? How do you do? Good to see you, the old blackhead, back here again. Kelly, it's nice to have all the old gang. They're the crewdets over there.
Hello, Miss Catfish.
Hello, girls. It's reunion time in the old meat house. They're the Magoo sisters.
Hello, Miss Catfish. How are you?
They're the mayor and mutineers over there, the mutineers.
Hello, Miss Catfish. How are you, sir?
Miss Catfish.
Having a wonderful old day, Meatball, and in a few moments after Meatball has this word from Ferdinand, the greatest name in bulls, Jeanette Parkerhouse and I are going to sing I'm in Love with You, Honey.
That ought to be delightful.
But first, here is my friend Meatball with a word.
Thank you, Arthur, and just a reminder for you gentlemen farmers who might be in the market for a new bull, remember Ferdinand, the greatest name in bulls. You'll buy them modestly priced, guaranteed well-bred bulls. So be sure to insist on Ferdinand, the greatest name in bulls. Although the commercial is over, now we're ready to hear that delightful duet. I haven't seen Jeanette, Arthur. I've been in the studio all the time. Better fill with something, ad-lib.
You girls seen Jeanette?
No, I haven't.
Mutineers, are you?
No, Scottish.
Meatball, have you...
Oh, I told you, Arthur, I've been in the studio the whole time, Arthur.
We've only got a minute and 10 left. We've got
to do here, Arthur.
Hey, Meatball?
Yes.
There's only one thing left.
Don't look at me, Arthur.
You
can't.
And I are going to sing a duet. Here's your part right
now. Oh, that's ridiculous,
all right?
Arthur. Go ahead, Arthur.
Have you got the ukulele ready? Go ahead. Let's see now. I'm in love with you.
Honey.
Say you love me, too.
Honey.
No one else will do.
Funny, it's funny, but
it's funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start.
Funny.
Bless your little heart.
Arthur, I quit. I refuse to sing duets like that with you. I'm sorry, but you have to get yourself another boy, Arthur. It's all
no one else will do. Funny, funny, but it's true.
Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that just about does it. Puts a cap on it for another night. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Till then, this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, thanking George Broyden, Bobby Shetton, and big old lovable Arthur Payne.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
Right now, here's Charles Stafford, who says...
Pardon me, adult show. This program is being heard overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We take electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We take electrons to and fro.
Uncle Wiggly gets a pair of tennis sneakers for his rabbit's foot tonight on the NBC Radio.
Wow.